The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross. Autism. No one really knows what causes it. But a new genetic study has come up with a possible link that might lead to some urgent pillow talk among couples deciding when to have children. More after this from Charlie. The study involved 78 families in Iceland whose children had brain disorders. An Icelandic company called Decode Genetics examined the entire gene sequences of these families, as well as the families of a randomly selected control group, to search for genetic mutations of the type that can lead to autism and schizophrenia. And what they found was that it isn't just women who have a biological clock. Men do too. It's not about performance, as the ads call it. Men can perform just fine at most any age. But there was a clear link between the age of the father and the number of genetic mutations transmitted by his sperm to his child. The good news is that most mutations are benign, and in fact, they're the essential engine of evolution, or evidence of the hand of God if you're a creationist. It's the way organisms change over time. But a few can cause disorders, and the brain is the most susceptible when things go wrong. So listen to Kari Stephenson, who wrote the study, on the consequences of a man waiting until he's 40 to have children.
40-year-old father is about 2 times more likely to conceive a child that develops autism or schizophrenia.
2 times more likely than a 20-year-old father. So he believes that at least part of the dramatic increase in autism is due to fathers having children in their 40s instead of in their 20s. And in the journal Nature, which published the study, biology professor Alexei Kondrashov writes that it might be a good idea for men to freeze their sperm early.
In case you want to become a father over 40, you would be a much better father if you can use your sperm, which you produced when you were 20. That's it.
That's it. So there it is, men. Do what you want, but realize your clock is ticking too. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.